Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Listen, more and more, it does not look like Donald Trump can win the Republican nomination. I don't think he's going to win. Now, there's a whole year ahead of us. But every poll that's out shows Trump tanking in the polls and Ron DeSantis in particular rising. Now, anything can happen in the debates, on the campaign trail, and Trump is a bit of an enigma. He doesn't follow any rules and he's extremely unpredictable. But I don't think Trump is going to be able to add anybody new to his base. I think he's hit his ceiling and has maxed out. It doesn't mean he couldn't win, but more and more, I just don't think he will. And that has huge implications that I want us to talk about today. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this, it is very likely that I've either just had another surgery on my neck or am recovering now. So thank you so much for your support. I am recording this the night before the procedure because I knew I would be in no condition to record it today. I just saw several polls that are highly interesting. Donald Trump is tanking in poll after poll after poll. And rightfully so, beyond the fact that the man literally caused there to be an insurrection at the Capitol. He was impeached twice, has no morality, no integrity, no ethics. The man is being charged and you know, pursued with crime after crime after crime. The Trump Organization, which I've never heard of such a thing like this, the Trump Organization itself was just found guilty of multiple crimes. I didn't know they could convict an organization without convicting Trump himself, but it is what it is. The man has major trouble, much less appeal than he used to, and new polls bear that out. Donald Trump, really, a lot of people think, caused many candidates to lose their midterm elections, and Republicans really only needed to win 2 Senate races that they ended up not winning to be able to take over the Senate, and they didn't. Republicans don't have control of the Senate, thankfully. And people see it, and they realize that they can have candidates that pretty much believe all the same things that Donald Trump believes without all of the baggage of Donald Trump. So there are Republican candidates like Ron DeSantis who believe in all those same things. But Ron DeSantis has one wife who loves him, one set of kids who loves him. Listen, I'm not dissing blended families and all of that, but Ron DeSantis, to my knowledge, has not been accused by 50 different women of some form of sexual harassment or sexual assault. In essence, you can have the views of Donald Trump without the baggage and trauma of Donald Trump by getting someone like Ron DeSantis. And polls show that Ron DeSantis is starting to leapfrog Donald Trump, and Trump's support is going down, down, down. Here's the thing, and it's complex, because I do believe if Donald Trump got the nomination, he's harder to beat than you think. But if he gets the nomination, I believe Joe Biden could definitely beat Donald Trump in a head-to-head. He's already done it, and he is accumulating a record. It's a moderate Democratic record. It's not a far left wing record, but I believe Joe Biden could and would beat Donald Trump if both of them ran and both of them got the nominations. I'm not convinced that anybody's going to run against Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is the nominee, most Democrats have said if he runs, they aren't running. Bernie and many others have said that. So I take their word for it. It's highly unlikely that any serious Democrat runs against Joe Biden. But if Joe Biden wins and Ron DeSantis wins, or anybody other than Trump wins, I'm not nearly as convinced that Biden could hold out and defeat someone almost half his age with more energy, a ton of money. It's going to be probably a multi-billion dollar race at this point, and a huge amount of support. And I want to talk about what I think has to happen after the break.
The breakdown.
You know, so I just don't think that Trump is going to win. And it's not a hunch. I mean, I'm looking at the polls, and every poll has Trump on a downward spiral. And we may find over the next year, Trump may end up being charged with multiple crimes. We really don't know if he's going to be charged by the DOJ. And we don't know if Trump gets charged, if he's going to become more popular or less, which is what I think. But you never really know. When Bill Clinton was impeached, it actually boosted his approval rating. So you never really know how the public is going to respond to this. And Trump being charged might hype up his base so much that it might cause him to have more support. I don't know. America is a wild, crazy place. But we're in a bit of a quagmire. And, you know, I see Joe Biden suggesting he's going to run, but not really announcing it. And that's fine. That's actually normal to not announce until sometime in January or February or even later. But the calculus that's at play here is complicated. Because, and I've talked about this here on the podcast before, I just don't think Biden would have nearly as easy of a time. I don't think he would have an easy time no matter what. But I think he could definitely beat Trump. I think he could struggle against a younger, popular Republican. And so here we are. Should another Democrat or a host of Democrats say, I'm running? And the challenge is, it's going to be almost impossible to win the nomination against Joe Biden. But if he's running, it looks like everybody's going to sit out. But if everybody sits out and Biden wins and DeSantis wins, that's a very tricky spot to be in. And for that very reason, I think a lot of Democrats need to think, like, maybe I do need to run no matter what. You know, there are governors across the country that are thinking about running. Gavin Newsom, Jared Polis, the governor of Colorado, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. Any of them could run. There are new governors. The new governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, the new governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. All of those people will be thinking about running, and a lot more. And so a lot of us are having to do all types of prognosticating on what's going to happen to Trump. And that's going to really be the primary, I think, factor on who runs. And Joe Biden is thinking, damn, I've got a pretty decent record, and I know I can beat Trump. So I want to run. And I get that. And he surrounded himself with a capable, competent staff to help get a lot of things done. But what if he's thinking of how he'll have to do against a much younger candidate? I don't know how he does. I really don't. And I mean, he could beat that younger candidate. Ron DeSantis is a bit of an enigma. Like, he's smarter than I think most Democrats appreciate or understand. His base is pretty serious, but I don't know how he would do in head-to-head debates against anybody. I know that Joe Biden rises to the occasion in those debates. I've, you know, supported candidates running against him before, and he tends to be at his sharpest in those debates. It's a weird thing, but it's true. So a lot of Democrats are still having meetings, having strategy sessions, and are thinking through what they might do. And these next 2 or 3 months are going to be very interesting on who runs and who doesn't. Listen, I appreciate all of your support. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. I'll need a few days. I'm going to try to come back here. All I do is go downstairs to my studio to record this. And so if I feel up to it, I'm going to record on Thursday so we can keep it up. Love and appreciate all of you. Listen, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, please, please, please join today. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum. 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 The father show.